Welcome to the Synthetic Media Podcast. I'm your host, Henrik de Cure. Join me for interviews and thoughts on the ever-expanding topic of synthetic media. You can find my book on synthetic media on Amazon. Subscribe to this podcast for free. Follow us on syntheticmediapodcast.com and enjoy today's episode.
I'm Jason Lee. I'm a game designer and game design faculty at Parsons School of Design. And I like to say that I make amusing digital decorations. And that is largely answering the question, how do we turn computation into entertainment? And that's what I'm trying to pursue. And it usually takes the form of video games and occasionally visual compositions. These have resulted in different collaborations with the NYC Media Lab, and then also just small personal projects where I'm working with different types of generative content.
Jason, how are you involved with synthetic media?
So synthetic media is something I've largely worked with through machine learning and in digital arts. As a game designer, it doesn't actually have, I think, a lot of immediate play at the present moment. So a lot of the work I've done is in experimental usage of synthetic media and figuring out how we can use them to generate new content for ourselves. Procedural generation is a huge concern in video games, and machine learning and synthetic media offer a way forward for using all the stuff that we've already made to generate new things. So a lot of the work I've done so far is in natural language processing to generate like narrative and story content. The cloud theory project that I worked on with the NYC Media Lab, the New York City Media Lab, that is, we developed a way of having a machine learning model look at clouds and also try and muse on cloud shapes the way a old author might have.
Jason, what are the biggest challenges and successes you've seen with synthetic media?
I think the biggest public successes I've seen have happened mostly in the image space for the most part. And that's largely because the image manipulation is pretty similar and fits vectorization, which is just like converting information into numerical data. And it turns out that converting colors from pixels is a lot easier than converting semantic content like I might have for the written content for natural language. Words are constantly changing and shifting, whereas color generation typically doesn't. We don't have the ability to kind of change what white looks like, what red looks like to each other. And as a result, like we've seen, I think the most amount of synthetic media be used around the image manipulation space. We've seen so many different accessible tools being made from this tool called Runway ML, as well as the tools that Adobe puts out to allow people to make new things from just like removing backgrounds and stuff. It's really phenomenal to see that happen. At the same time, I think the challenges often come from like what exactly we can do with it, because I think they're absolutely fantastic, the way that we can remove faces or add new faces to things in the form of deepfakes, and we can create something as long as there's strong cultural context. But at the same time, we have to be very careful to not let that limit our imagination or our drive to build new things in the future, because I think it's very easy to get caught up in the past with machine learning generated models. So synthetic media is very contingent on the information that you already fed it. And as a result, the idea of trust and verification gets even murkier within synthetic media. And so that's a challenge that it's really given us, is how exactly do we determine where the work is actually being done? And is that in the data or is it in the model? And it's just very important to make sure when working as a synthetic media artist.
Jason, what advice would you like to share with people working on synthetic media?
My number one statement, and I say this to my students who are interested in this too, is document everything that you're going to do with synthetic media, but particularly keep in mind the constraints that you're working with. The space of synthetic media is changing constantly with new work created by companies like OpenAI, as well as Adobe, and giving context for how you worked on your specific problem is really vital to helping everybody as a media practitioner understand how we can use these technologies in our projects ourselves. It doesn't really matter if you're working in the visual arts or natural language processing or audio production space, all of that documentation and context really matters. And then that's how we can figure out how we get the effects that we want. And also, I think, understand how data can potentially mislead us in the way that understanding how deepfakes get made can help us understand how to combat that type of stuff in the future too.
And Jason, where can we learn more about synthetic media and your work on the subject?
I'm over on Twitter at JasonZIL, and I publish all of my game projects as well as accompanying documentation over at ovenfresh.itch.io.
Join us next week for a new episode by subscribing to the Synthetic Media Podcast. Check out my book about synthetic media on Amazon. Follow us on syntheticmediapodcast.com. This podcast was produced by Henrik de Gior. Music by Mattia Capelli. If you enjoyed this podcast, please leave us a 5-star review. And thank you for listening.